Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
He writes, "We need a new bill that doesn't grow the deficit." An accomplice arrested in the California Fertility Clinic explosion last month. ABC's Pierre Thomas.
Daniel Park is accused of helping Guy Bartkus, who died in the explosion, to develop an ammonium nitrate car bomb, similar in design to that used in the Oklahoma City terror attack in 1995. The FBI claims that Park sent Bartkus more than 180 pounds of ammonium nitrate and that the two experimented on the device in his garage in mid-January.
An investigation after two construction workers were killed in a crane collapse at the site of a new hospital in Brevard County, Florida. This is ABC News. Designer Brianna Brangolin joining the chorus of witnesses testifying that Sean Diddy Combs was violent as his trial continues. ABC senior investigative correspondent Aaron Katursky.
In 2016, Brangolin said she was sleeping at Ventura's apartment when she woke to Combs shouting and banging on the door. On the balcony, she testified, "Combs lifted me and then had me on top of the rail. For a split second," she said, "I was thinking I was going to fall." She claimed Combs pulled her over the rail and threw her onto furniture. "I had a bruise on the back of my leg and back and neck pain," Brangolin testified. "I had night terrors, paranoia, and I scream in my sleep sometimes."
A judge sides with the Justice Department Wednesday to block a 2001 Texas law that for decades has given college students without legal residency or dreamers access to reduced in-state tuition rates for the state's colleges, public colleges, and universities. The Edmonton Oilers coming back from a two-goal deficit to force OT, defeating the Florida Panthers 4-3, Game 1, Stanley Cup Final. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a home with less than 20% down is possible.
Today, lots of sunshine and balmy conditions, a high of 79. Light northeasterly winds. For tonight, some clouds, a low of 54. Friday, partly sunny and continued mild, a high of 77. Friday night, a few clouds, a low of 54. Saturday, partly sunny and comfortable, isolated showers possible, and a high of 75. Currently in Richland Center, after a midnight reading of 52, we are down from that to the current mark. It is 45 degrees. Today, as we get ready for the day in southwest Wisconsin, our temperature is 45. A beautiful day yesterday, it was at 79 degrees. Thank you for joining us and supporting local radio as we begin officially our broadcast day.
Lord, my God, when I am awesome wonder, consider all the worlds thy hands have made. I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior, go to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior, go to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior, sings my soul, my Savior, go to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art, how great thou art.
Thundercloud and the Chieftones, and How Great Thou Art. Before that, our national anthem performed by Chris Stapleton. And here we are together again, friends. It's been a little while, right? A few hours, anyway. Thursday, June 5th, coming at you. The old Light in the Milk House show is on the air for another day as we get the chores started. We have a lot of positive things to tell you about, including some baseball and softball games going on and high school action today. And the Brewers continue to impress with a win yesterday. So we'll recap sports coming up in about 10 minutes.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line. I find it very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you. Because you're mine, I walk the line. As sure as night is dark and day is light, I keep you on my mind both day and night. And happiness I've known proves that it's right. Because you're mine, I walk the line. You've got a way to keep me on your side. You give me cause for love that I can't hide. For you I know I'd even try to turn the tide. Because you're mine, I walk the line. I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
What you're running to or from, all I know is I want to bring you home. So I'm walking in the rain, thumbing for a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long, my love's too strong, let you go, never knowing what went wrong. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through, with the rain in my shoes, searching. Some old gray-bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? As we drove on through the rain, as he listened, I explained that he left me with a prayer that I'd find you.
Searching for you in the cold Kentucky rain.
Elvis Presley on the Mail Cow Show, 5:16 the time. WRCO reminding you, Vernon County Human Services Department assists individuals with power of attorney for healthcare documents the first Thursday of each month from 9 until noon at the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Vernon County. To make your appointment, call 608-637-5201 or 1-888-637-1323.
Start your day the Wisconsin way. Brouhaha Coffee and the Light in the Milk House Show, 5 a.m. weekdays on WRCO.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
Come have breakfast on the farm. The 41st annual Iowa County Dairy Breakfast is being held Saturday, June 7th, serving from 6:30 to 10:30 a.m. This year, the Iowa County Dairy Breakfast will be held at the Dylan and Brianna Handel Family Farm in Barneveld. Come enjoy a full meal of pancakes, eggs, sausage, yogurt, applesauce, and cheese, and top it off with a Culver's frozen custard. There'll be live entertainment, kids' activities, a petting zoo, and you can enjoy walking around the farm. Adults are $10, children 5 to 10, $5, and kids 4 and under are free. There's no parking at the farm. Park at Vortex in Barneveld and enjoy a short bus ride through Barneveld to the farm.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust. Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
Las comunidades fuertes comienzan con hogares fuertes. Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin. Stronger communities start with strong homes. Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin is working to revitalize neighborhoods through housing support, community programs, and financial resources. We're committed to making our communities a better place to live, work, and grow. Join us in building a brighter future. Call 608-647-4949 today.
An update on sports today is courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters. Well, last night in WIAA tournament softball, Richland Center advanced to today's sectional at Poinette with an 8-0 victory over Prairie du Chien. Poinette was a winner at the same time over Marshall. That final score was 5-1. In other finals in softball yesterday, it was Waterloo advancing to play Mineral Point later today. That final score was 7-5 as they got by Random Lake. And Columbus Catholic scored a win, and that was an 8-7, 9-inning victory over Blair Taylor. That is the opponent today of the Ithaca Bulldogs in the sectional final at Blair Taylor High School. In baseball action from yesterday, Boscobel advances to the sectional after a 4-2 victory against DeSoto. Westby with a 6-0 win end of the year for Viroqua yesterday. Fenimore was a winner as they edged Lancaster 9-8. New Glarus over Mineral Point 4-2. Cuba City got the win 1-0 over Prairie du Chien to advance to a regional final today. Reedsburg was a winner 11-1 in 6 innings over Portage. They advanced to play Sauk Prairie, which knocked off Wisconsin Dells 8-4 yesterday. It's coming right down to the wire in spring sports. Isaac Collins belted a 3-run home run, and Jackson Cherio and Daz Cameron each had 2-run shots, and the Brewers won their 12th consecutive series against the Reds with a 9-1 victory. Reds starter Andrew Abbott posted a 0.55 ERA in May, but the Brewers handed him his first loss of the season. D.L. Hall opened for the Brewers and allowed one hit in 3 innings. Quinn Priester allowed one run in 5 innings and earned the victory for Milwaukee. The Reds had the bases loaded with one out in the third, but could not score. Elsewhere in baseball yesterday, Colorado 3-2 over Miami, Washington 2, the Cubs nothing, Arizona 2-1 over Atlanta, San Francisco 6, San Diego 5, and the Mets 6-1 over the Dodgers. In the American League, Boston 11 and the Angels 9, Cleveland 4-0 over the Yankees, Tampa Bay 5, Texas 4, Detroit 5, the White Sox 4, it was Baltimore 3-2 over Seattle, Minnesota 6, the Athletics 1. Interleague play, Kansas City at St. Louis was postponed. Pittsburgh 3-0 over Houston, and Toronto beat Philadelphia. Final score was 2-1. NHL playoffs in overtime, Edmonton 4-3 over Florida. And that's your Thursday morning sports update.
Richards Insurance. See the people you can trust at Richards Insurance, your independent insurance agency serving all of Southwest Wisconsin. Richland Electric Cooperative is proud to offer many services to its members and area residents. Richland Electric Co-op is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. And Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call them for a free estimate on a new high-efficiency Carrier gas furnace. Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. 647-5500.
46 degrees at WRCO. It's time to officially warm it up and start the day. Get ready for the aerobic polka sponsored by Supps Gym.
Elevate your fitness game with Supps. That's S-U-P-P-Z. S-U-P-P-Z. Supps, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmicks, no fluff.
Just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the Supps difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Supps.
Venomore.
All right, let's kick that aerobic polka into gear today. Here we go. Yes. Dick Rogers and the band and the Jolly Tuba Polka. Getting jolly today. Here is Ricky Nelson.
Well, I've been waiting ever since
Guess my baby's got another date. Stood up, broken hearted again. I'll bet she's out having a ball, not even thinking of me at all. Stood up, broken hearted again. Well, I know just what I ought to do. I ought to find somebody new. But baby, I couldn't forget about you. Stood up, broken hearted again. Must I always be the one left behind, never having any fun? Stood up, broken hearted again. But I guess I'll go on being a fool, sitting around just waiting for you. Stood up, broken hearted again. Well, I know just what I ought to do. I ought to find me somebody new. But baby, I couldn't forget about you. Stood up, broken hearted again. Stood up, broken hearted again. Stood up, broken hearted again.
If I could see you just one time, oh, how I'd ease my troubled mind. If I could hold you just one time, and then pretend that you're still mine. Lips that used to thrill me so, they now thrill someone else I know. Gone is the love that once was mine. Wish I could see you just one time.
Johnny Smith on the Mel Cow Show. Today, lots of sunshine. Get ready. A high near 79 and a light northeast wind. Also, some clouds tonight. A low of 54. Upper 70s Friday with partly sunny conditions. And Saturday, partly sunny and comfortable. Isolated showers possible. And a high of 75. Right now in Richland Center, it is 46 degrees at 5:30.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
I'm Kira heart with Ag News on Brownfield. An ag meteorologist says a ridge of high pressure is expected to build across the Corn Belt in mid-June, ending the rain for a little while. Drew Lerner with World Weather Incorporated says that doesn't mean it will be hot and dry the rest of the year.
You have to be kind of careful here. We have so much moisture in the ground and on the ground that when we move this ridge over on top of everybody and we start heating up the ground, we're going to pull out a lot of moisture out of the soil, put it in the air, so we're going to have a lot of humidity, and then we're probably going to get some pop-up showers and thunderstorms.
Lerner says it will be warmer moving into the second and third weeks of June for much of the Corn Belt.
We'll see the temperatures near to above normal again, but this first week will continue to be rather cool.
Lerner says how the growing season weather affects the crops depends on the location. The National Pork Producers Council views Vietnam as a top export priority. Brownfield's Mark Doran Camp reports from the World Pork Expo in Des Moines.
NPPC Vice President of Government Relations Maria Ziba says there's a lot of trade uncertainty.
There's a lot of negotiations happening behind the scenes. Our top priority remains and will continue to be market access into Vietnam. We see this as a huge opportunity for our U.S. pork exports.
She says Vietnam's population and appetite for pork keeps growing.
But also, Vietnam has that opportunity that is very unique. They not only love to eat muscle cuts, but they eat a lot of offals, which is where we need to diversify that area.
Ziba says about half of all U.S. pork variety meat exports went to China last year. From the World Pork Expo, Mark Dorenkamp, Brownfield.
Thanks, Mark. New harvester technology is helping dairy and livestock operators precisely manage feed. Brownfield's Larry Lee reports.
Bergen Nelson is John Deere's market manager for combines and self-propelled forage harvesters. He tells Brownfield their new F8 and F9 choppers have many technological advancements, with one of them being a sensor on the discharge chute.
And that sensor can measure moisture, NDF, ADF, protein, and starch for our customers, and so they get real-time data as they're harvesting, whether they're doing pickup work or harvesting corn silage.
Nelson says that sensor takes hundreds of measurements per second, allowing farmers and nutritionists to make real-time decisions about varieties and how to use the feed while saving time and money on lab forage testing. And that data can be shared with more than 200 other farm software platforms. From the University of Wisconsin's Arlington Research Station, I'm Larry Lee for Brownfield.
Thanks, Larry. U.S. ethanol production has increased for the third week in a row. The U.S. Energy Information Administration says production averaged 1,105,000 barrels a day, up on the week and the year. The rise came with tighter but still positive margins for some producers. I'm Kara Hart for Brownfield.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
A light round of direct cash cattle business and a strong day for cash hogs. Good morning, I'm Megan Grabner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report, brought to you by Propane. The Propane Farm Research Program offers compensation for using propane equipment. More information is available at propane.com/PFRP. There was a light round of direct cash cattle trade that was reported Wednesday. Live deals in the South were at $225 to $228. That's $3 to $6 higher than the previous week's weighted averages. The rest of cattle country has been quiet. Look for more trade to develop over the balance of the week. At the Ozarks Regional Stockyards in Missouri, feeder steers were $8 to $16 higher, while feeder heifers were not well tested. Steer calves weighing less than 700 pounds were steady to $5 higher. Heifer calves less than 700 pounds were $6 to $12 higher. The USDA says demand was good on a moderate supply. Medium and large one feeder steer, 604 to 632 pounds, brought $350 to $378. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 602 to 639 pounds, brought $310 to $331. Box beef closed mix with light to moderate demand for moderate offerings. Choice T on 28 cents at $365.16. Select closed 20 cents higher at $356.72. Estimated cattle slaughter was 121,000 head, up 2,000 on the week and down more than 2,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed higher with a fairly light negotiated run. Processors had to get aggressive in their procurement efforts to move needed numbers. Demand remains a priority. Global demand for U.S. pork has been strong overall, helping provide some price support. But China remains a wild card. The industry is optimistic domestic demand will see a boost with the return of the summer grilling season. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct closed 421 higher with a weighted average of 103.05. The Iowa Minnesota was up 98 cents with a weighted average of 103.29. And the Western Corn Belt closed $1.27 higher with a weighted average of 103.46. Pork values were higher, up 51 cents at 106.62. Bellies, hams, and picnics were all supportive. And estimated hog slaughter was 483,000 head, up 4,000 on the week and up less than 4,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were higher, optimistic about this week's direct business. And lean hog futures closed higher with support from strength in pork values. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
Brownfield Ag News has a new podcast that focuses on the latest advancements and breakthroughs in the agricultural sector. This weekly podcast features interviews about cutting-edge technologies, practices, and research that are transforming farming and food production. Each episode delves into the latest developments in the field, offering insights into how new innovations are reshaping farming, improving efficiency, and addressing global challenges. The program aims to keep agricultural professionals, researchers, and enthusiasts informed about the rapidly evolving field of agriculture. By highlighting new technologies and practices, it helps listeners stay ahead of industry trends and make informed decisions about adopting innovations in their own work. The Innovations in Agriculture podcast is available in the Agra America podcast directory or wherever you get your podcasts.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Back in 1933, a new car only cost about $600, and a gallon of gas was around 18 cents. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and while we can't make the cost of gas or cars go down, we can help you with auto insurance, now offering GEICO. Contact us at richardsinsure.com or call 585-2137.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. If it's been a minute since you've been in, you should stop by. We spent this spring ripping out our tile floor, moving shelving, polishing the concrete floors, putting the shelves back, and then moving departments and adding lots of new items. My crew and I have been super busy. We're almost done with the indoor improvements, just in time to help you with all your outdoor projects. The greenhouses are open and the plants are happy and healthy. Our lawn and garden department is brimming with everything you need to get your yard in shape. We updated our computer system last fall, and with that came the ability to offer you same-day pickup. You can hop online to doitbest.com, find our store, and shop our inventory right from home. Submit an online order, we do the shopping for you, and we'll send you a message when it's ready for pickup. We are still your great big store with small town smiles and appreciate your shopping local.
Direct cattle markets were quiet Wednesday. Butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. You better build bigger bins. It's just a suggestion, but regardless, be ready to maximize your per acre profits with MX Series corn by Stein. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn were supported by short covering and the lower move in the dollar during the session. July beans are up 4 1/4 at 10.45. August was 4 1/2 higher at 10.38 3/4. July corn was up 1/4 at 4.38 3/4. September was 4 1/2 higher at 4.28. Live and feeder cattle were higher, waiting for direct business to get going. August live was up 260 at 212.35. October was 267 higher at 210.60. August feeders were up 265 at 303.87. And hogs were higher with the pork carcass cutout value up at midday on Wednesday. July lean was 45 higher at 105.02. August was up $1.05 at 107.50. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Eat beans, live longer and healthier. Find out why today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. Dry beans are part of the pulse crop family, which also includes peas and lentils, and they don't often get the respect they deserve. The U.S. is the fourth largest producer of dry beans in the world, according to Juan Osorno, a professor and bean breeder at North Dakota State University. North Dakota is the top dry bean producer in the U.S. as well. And Osorno touts dry beans as a great source of iron.
Anemia and iron deficiency is the number one non-infectious disease worldwide. It affects 1.6 billion people. This is not because you're not getting enough iron, but because the inflammation factors lead to having less iron absorption as well.
Osorno's colleague, Shauna Zeman-Bolinski, says dry beans have other impressive nutritional benefits as well.
Epidemiological studies, how things affect our bodies overall, showing that consuming three or more servings of legumes weekly is linked to a 26% lower risk of heart disease, an 8 to 15% reduction in colorectal cancer and type 2 diabetes risk. Also an increase of about 4 years total in life expectancy.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock holds sales on the second and fourth Fridays of each month. Slaughter sales are held every Tuesday at 8:30. Selling fat cattle, slaughter cows and bulls, baby calves. Cattle are accepted Mondays from noon to 8 p.m. If you have questions or cattle to consign, call the barn at 608-994-2020. That's Bloomington Livestock. Honest people, quality livestock every week.
I'm Nicole Hasselup with Brownfield's Dairy Update. An Oregon-based, farmer-owned dairy cooperative is bringing production of its sweet treats to the Midwest. Brownfield's Jared White has more.
David Booth, president and CEO of Tillamook County Creamery Association, says a newly remodeled $65 million ice cream manufacturing facility in Decatur, Illinois, is the brand's first plant outside of Oregon.
We sell more households in the eastern part of the U.S. than we do the western part of the U.S.
Plant manager Ruben Arutia tells Brownfield the facility currently has milk agreements in place with dairies in Michigan and Indiana.
We're bringing in currently 2 to 3 loads of milk, cream, and condensed skim on site per week. We'll eventually ramp that up to about 4 loads per week.
Fifth generation Oregon dairy farmer John Seymour tells Brownfield.
Very exciting, a big milestone for us, something that we wanted to do and do right so that we could share what we're proud of.
I'm Jared White for Brownfield.
The Global Dairy Index in New Zealand on Tuesday continued its negative streak for the second trading event, down 1.6%. Buttermilk powder led the categories lower, down more than 6%, followed by cheddar and whole milk powder. Mozzarella and anhydrous milk fat posted the only gains for the week. Cash dairy prices were mixed in the Chicago Mercantile Exchange on Wednesday, with weaker global prices offset by strong butter demand. Dry whey was unchanged at 56 and a quarter cents. Blocks unchanged at $1.93 and three quarters. Barrels up a quarter of a cent at $1.84 and a quarter. Butter up 6 cents at $2.56 with 25 trades. And non-fat dry milk was down a half a cent at $1.27 and a quarter. Find more agricultural markets and news at brownfieldagnews.com. And follow us on social media. I'm Nicole Hasselup with Brownfield.
The House on the Rock attraction is celebrating 65 years of creating unforgettable experiences. Known for its fun environment and unique atmosphere, it offers a wide variety of seasonal positions, with many jobs extending well into the fall. Plus, they're now hiring for an operations manager role. There's something for everyone. For more details, call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com.
Today's forecast calls for lots of sun and balmy conditions, a high of 79. Also tonight, some clouds and a low of 54. And Friday, partly sunny, continued mild, a high of 77. For Saturday, 75 with isolated showers possible. And Sunday, 72 with rain and thunderstorms from mid-morning to mid-afternoon, a high of 72. It's going to be some nice weather in the coming days, including today. We start out cool at 45 degrees.
Mornings go smoother with a strong coffee and local radio. Brouhaha powers the early hour right here on WRCO.
Lying in his arms again, saying things that I don't mean, making love while I pretend you're the one who's so to think I lied to the one who thinks the world of me. So tonight I'll let him hold me and tell him I love him, lying in his arms again. My heart is aching, filled with pain, 'cause tonight
the country from the Forrester Sisters on WRCO. Good morning, 10 minutes before 6 o'clock. 45 degrees. We'll get Tony's take on the weather coming up in just a little bit here today as the morning chores continue. This is John Conley.
Wherever I'm going, wherever I'm staying, it doesn't matter, long as I'm staying with you. staying with you. I'm always happy, whatever I'm doing, it doesn't matter, long as I do it with you. Do it with you. I may never have much silver and gold, but I've got something more precious and warmer to hold. And that old rocking chair don't scare me like it used to. It doesn't matter, as long as I'm rocking with you. Wherever I'm working, whatever it's paying, it doesn't matter, long as it's working with you. Working with you. These things I believe in, some people call dreaming. It doesn't matter, long as I'm dreaming with you. Dreaming with you.
Conley, as long as I'm rocking with you. Good morning. It's Thursday, June 5th. Ready to get going here with an update on weather. A little bit later on, we'll be giving you some chances to win and a chance to text in the Scotty Summer Text to Win contest from Civic Media. We'll give you the word that you need right after 7 o'clock this morning.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your Southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 5.
Celebrate creativity at the Spring Green Art Fair, June 28th and 29th in beautiful downtown Spring Green. Explore works from over 180 artists featuring pottery, paintings, jewelry, woodwork, and more. Enjoy live music, local food vendors, and fun for the whole family, all in one of Wisconsin's most charming small towns. Admission is free, and everyone is welcome. The Spring Green Art Fair, June 28th and 29th. Get the details at springgreenartfair.com. The newest evolution of Farmall elevates performance, comfort, and styling. To continue the legacy of this legendary tractor, the new Farmall Medium Utility C-Series features four models that combine power and technology for use on the farm and in the field. Field ops connectivity enables geolocation and remote monitoring of machine functions, while a heavy-duty front axle, increased hydraulic flow, and more rear lift capacity provide the power to handle more work with ease. Case IH, built by farmers. Stop by Johnson Tractor in Richland Center today to find out more about the all-new Farmall C.
Today's specials are Country and Community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, quiet weather sits across the region right now. We've got high pressure in control, should bring us a nice sunny day with mild temperatures and lower humidity. We are expecting the quiet weather to stick around for tomorrow, although some spotty showers could sneak into the north half of the state tomorrow, especially with a weak disturbance. That'll still be close to a Saturday, so a small chance of a shower. The best chance of rain for the weekend by far, though, will come Sunday in the late morning to early afternoon as a fairly strong front moves through. Could squeeze out up to a quarter or half inch over the southern part of the state, maybe upwards of an inch in the northern sections. That'll move away. We're left with cooler than normal temperatures for early next week. Still maybe a leftover shower on Monday. Then dry conditions for the middle of next week. The start of a warming trend as well, as temperatures could pump the 80-degree mark by Wednesday and possibly warmer than that late next week. Here's your forecast for today. It does include an air quality alert until noon for much of our listening area. Vernon County not included. We'll see lots of sunshine otherwise. High at 79 degrees. Light northeast wind turning easterly, 4 to 7 miles an hour. Just some cloud cover here and there tonight, dropping to 54. Tomorrow, partly sunny and mild. High at 77 with light north winds. As we head into Saturday, partly sunny and comfortable. An isolated shower is possible. High temperature in the mid-70s. Sunday, there is a high chance of rain during the mid-morning to mid-afternoon. Temperatures topping out at 72 with partial clearing late. Monday, variably cloudy and cooler than normal. Chance of spotty light showers, high 70. Tuesday, partly cloudy and pleasant, high in the mid-70s. And Wednesday, warm with plenty of sunshine, high near 81 degrees. Have a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Current stats here at WRCO, 45 degrees. Yesterday's high was 79. A record high, 92 in 1971 and in 2021. Record low, 33 in 1945. Last year's high was 81 and the low, 60. Sunset will happen at 8:38 this evening. Sunrise time, 5:22, coming up for tomorrow morning. Right now in Richland Center, the barometer is steady at 30:18, and also no precipitation today. The air is calm, and the skies have cleared in the overnight. Right now, we're at 45 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The news at 6 is sponsored by the Homesteader Store, passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products, most innovative solutions and services delivered with integrity and professionalism, and by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support from field to finish. They've got you covered.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump's latest proclamation bans travel to the United States from 12 countries, mostly in the Middle East and Africa.
The United States will impose full restrictions on entry from Afghanistan, Burma, Chad, the Republic of Congo, Equatorial Guinea, Eritrea, Haiti, Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and Yemen. The U.S. also imposing partial restrictions on entry from Burundi, Cuba,